Welcome to the Power of Love Show, sponsored by the D.D. Jackson Foundation, where we shine a light on loss and grief and how it impacts our lives. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. Enjoy the show. Welcome to the Power of Love Show, sponsored by the D.D. Jackson Foundation. My name is T.J. Jackson, and with me is my eldest brother, Taj Jackson. Finishing, what are you finishing? A sandwich?
Subway wrapped. Well, I shouldn't advertise them.
You know why you can advertise them, Taj? Because I haven't been to Subway in years because I go to Jersey Mike's now. So there you go. So there's no real.
I actually prefer Jersey Mike's too. But
now you're advertising. Now you're advertising, bro. Right. But we are live right now on the Power of Love Show. It's Wednesday, June 14th. If you are watching us on Facebook or YouTube, we want to thank you for joining us. You may also be listening to us via the podcast. Yes, each and every episode we do gets ingested into the podcast world, and you can listen to us. If you cannot catch us live or you don't like to go on Facebook or YouTube, check us out via the podcast. And if you are enjoying the podcast, please leave a like. I think they do on podcast platforms, but make sure to leave a review. That's the most important thing you could do for us and really for anyone else who may be looking for this kind of content. It really helps the algorithms feed it to those who may needing this kind of stuff. So
that helps spread the word.
And of course, always spread the word. That always helps us not only grow, but it helps destigmatize the word grief and all that's around it. So one thing I do want to say, because I know my brother will not, is that we have a disclaimer, and that is that we are not licensed therapists. We are just ordinary people who've experienced loss in our lives. We've been impacted by it, and we like to think that we have learned from it. So we like to share our opinions in an attempt to help you get through whatever it is you are going through. Saying that, if you need professional help, we urge you to seek it and to find it. Please, please, please do not just rely on us. Now, Taj Jackson, I have to ask, how was your week?
You know, it's crazy. I've had an incredible week, but then also kind of we lost someone as well. So there's been it's that roller coaster of emotion. I took my kids to Disneyland for the first time, which was incredible. The joy on their face and just seeing them smile and their eyes light up and, you know, the wonderment aspect of it, it kind of made me a little sad too, that I don't, you know, that I want to get back to that spot where your eyes just light up and you're just trying to absorb everything for the first time kind of thing. But yeah, it was an incredible trip, and
They really enjoyed it, Taj?
Yeah, they enjoyed it. I'm a big kid, so I enjoyed it. You know, Tyann enjoyed it. It was just, that was incredible in itself. We obviously went to see Auntie Janet in Irvine, so that was an incredible show.
Cool.
She's always consistently incredible. So that was great as well. But then also we lost one of my best friends, lost her father recently, Hebert, basically. And that's been kind of a devastating thing. I've been, it's hard to be someone that grieves, but also someone that nurtures.
What's, you know, Taj, I understand and I can relate to it, but I'd love to hear from your perspective. What's the challenge of doing that? What's the challenging?
It's just because it's so close to you as well. And I mean, Tom, you know, I hate to use the word was, but was an amazing person. Just everyone loved Tom Hebert. He's one of those likable people. And, you know, I haven't heard a bad thing said about Tom in that way. And when you lose someone that's that likable, but that also just brought a lot of joy and happiness to people's life, it's a loss for everyone.
Absolutely.
For people that didn't even get to meet him, it's a loss for them.
Absolutely.
So, you know, and obviously, you know, Chris being one of your
clients, absolutely,
too, with, you know, Chris's Tom's son. And so it's a lot in that way. Yeah.
And I didn't learn about it, Taj, until yesterday, you know, and I was just, I've been kind of unplugged and just busy in my own life. So Chris actually posted a really, I thought it was a very solid post about it. And it was just very profound. So I reached out to him and Jen and just sent my love to them. And it's not easy, no matter what age you are, when you lose a parent, it's not an easy thing to get through. It's something most of us, I would say, are going to have to go through at some point in our life, at least to lose a love in someone in the immediate family. It's not an easy thing. So we have to make sure we are there for them as much as we can. And we have to be understanding and supportive in every way imaginable. So
exactly.
Again, sending our love to the whole family, the Hebert family, and you are part of our family. So
definitely
just want to send a big love to you all.
Yeah.
Taj, as far as my week, there was nothing really exciting going on.
Just real quick, I want to say one more thing. You know, Isla is one of the reasons why this foundation is this foundation, because her and mom were kind of a team when it came to charity.
And Isla being Tom's wife. So yes. Tasha just said,
so the Hebert family. So that's why it's so dear to me in that way, because they're such great people and they led by example. When mom passed, they, you know, it was that charitable aspect of it that I always remembered, them teaming up to see how many things they could get donated and how much they could raise for other people and stuff like that. So I just wanted to say that in that
Thank
way.
You.
They're part of this community.
And beautiful memories I have from my youth. You know, everyone knows, or if you follow me pretty well, you'll know that I don't have the best memory, but some of my greatest childhood memories are spent at their house.
Yeah.
You know, going to Blockbuster and renting the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Nintendo game and playing it with Chris as a young boy. You know, it was such a great experience. And then playing baseball with him, and, you know, both of our fathers were the coaches for our team, and then winning the championship, and just amazing, amazing memories. So, they're, like I said, they're family to me, and just want to send love their way.
Yep.
All right. Well, Todd, like I said, I didn't really have anything exciting. I mean, tomorrow's Franny's birthday. That's
going to be an exciting thing. Yeah.
But we always talk about things that happen in the week. But so I think we could just go on with today's show.
Let us know next week.
I'll let you know what we did if I can remember. With that said, though, on today's episode of the Power of Love Show, we welcome a very special guest. Her name is Dr. Julie Shaw. Dr. Julie Shaw is an educator, grief wellness advocate, and experienced griever committed to building an inclusive community of grievers who are curious, ready to explore, and move to find ways they can integrate grief into their lives and continue to thrive. After the loss of her sister, Jennifer, and journey of infertility, Dr. Shaw became inspired to change their perceptions of grief as sorrowful, isolated, and constant heartache to one where grievers and others can see this as a human experience. One where there can be passion, enlightenment, growth, and even a vibrant life after loss. Dr. Shaw has a gift of bringing an authentic and sociable style when educating others through interactive, creative, and engaging community experiences, online education, and facilitated dialogues. Her work motivates grievers to say hello to grief, inviting them to acknowledge their own grief while being an active participant in the grieving process. She is the founder of Hello, I'm Grieving, which is a community where grievers can find support and support one another. Mm-hmm. Through Hello, I'm Grieving, Dr. Shaw creates unique and creative ways to explore grief in community through virtual and in-person events. In 2022, Dr. Shaw launched the Hello, I'm Grieving Grief Hike event that brings together grievers from diverse backgrounds to explore their own grief wellness through physical activity, guided reflection, and transformational dialogue. Additionally, Dr. Shaw has her doctorate in leadership and is the co-founder of Lead Different Consulting, where she works with global leaders in diverse industries and facilitates sessions on leadership development, DEI, and grief education. Dr. Shaw has an extensive athletics background as well. As a former professional basketball player, collegiate basketball, women's basketball coach for 15 years, wow, helping lead teams to championships and the NCAA Sweet 16. And she served as Billie Jean King's director of education. So cool. Wow. She has invested her time volunteering with Our House, working with bereaved children, and is also a certified grief educator with David Kessler. Dr. Shaw currently resides in Los Angeles with her wife, Erica, daughter Jennings, named in honor of her sister, and loving pup, Charlie. Here today to discuss a bit about their work with Hello, I'm Grieving. Without further ado, please welcome Dr. Julie Shaw to the Power of Love Show. Hello. How are you?
I'm great. I'm happy to be here talking with you.
So good to see you. I'm amazed at all you have already accomplished in life. I thought I did stuff.
I mean, when you were reading it like that, I was like, oh.
Yeah. Oh, this is an important person. Anyways, Dr. Shaw, thanks so much for joining my brother and I on the Power of Love Show. We really, truly appreciate it. My first question is, your bio mentions that the loss of your beloved sister and your journey of infertility led to launching your brand, Hello, I'm Grieving. What was your hope and mission when you first set out on bringing this passion project to fruition?
My hope and mission was just to, of course, honor my sister, right? That was first and foremost how I could honor her. But then it was that whole thing of, I can't be alone in this. And there has to be other people out there. And I'm such a connector in life. I love connecting people. I love connecting with people because everybody has such amazing stories. And so being able to build a sense of community, that was really like the purpose, is how can I bring people together so they aren't alone, so they don't have that feeling of loneliness. And that's where the healing happens, right? Not that healing is going to be final. I believe healing is something that's always ongoing, but it really is about, we heal in community and we heal with others. So that's the big purpose right there.
Mm. Love it. I know I do, and I'm sure my brother does too, absolutely love the name Hello, I'm Grieving. To me, it seems like, you know, I think forever, you know, grieving has always been something that we have reluctantly had to deal with, in a sense. We've always been like, you know, it's always been something that you run away from. Mm-hmm. And the phrase Hello, I'm Grieving, to me, just seems a bit more intentional, so to say. My question is, can you tell us about the inspiration behind the name for your brand?
Yes.
And then also, did you have any reservations about launching this brand into the world?
Good question. So the first part is, I think it really came across to me. One, I feel like the universe just hit me across the head with it, right? Because I had to come to that realization and that acceptance piece, that acknowledgement piece of, like, you could put the different tones behind it, like, hello, like, I'm grieving, like, Julie. And I feel like that's what the universe was trying to tell me is, you know, and people will say this, I felt lost. I didn't know what I was doing or how to carry all this grief or what I was experiencing. And it was literally that acknowledgement of, I'm grieving. And to also welcome that in and to acknowledge it. And I also hope that with the name of Hello, I'm Grieving, that it is inviting, that other people can say, yes, I'm grieving too, you know, and that we can have that connection. And then another third piece to that is the identity, is that when you are a bereaved person or you've experienced some type of loss, and loss can come in so many different forms and fashions, that you own that piece of identity. And that, and when we're talking about the power of love, I think that we're also talking about the power of owning that. Because like what you were saying is, people shy away from it. They run away from it. They ignore it. They push it down. When we can seek that acceptance, then that can then open up other doors to the new life. Because after any type of loss, especially when we experience the death of a loved one, is there's that before and there's after. And so we are made new in a completely different way. So it's also that exploration of, who are we now? And to own who that is and say, yes, I'm a bereaved sister, right? I'm a woman that is struggling with infertility. And when there's a lot, there can be a lot of shame behind those things. And again, stepping into that power of owning it, then I think when we're able to share that story or own our story, it allows other people to own and share theirs as well.
I think that's so well said, and it's so important. You know, I think, Taja, we've had this side conversation about how starting this show and being forthcoming with our loss and, you know, our losses, I should say, in life has been in a way therapeutic and healing and empowering for us. And I think that that goes to show what the power is in owning it, you know, and Carol, who's watching, says it is hard to accept the loss. It is very hard. Mm-hmm. It is not easy at all. But I think Dr. Julie's right. If we could find a way to own it, it actually helps the process, in my opinion, a lot. And that's something that's not talked about, because I think in society, we kind of, oh, poor this person, or, you know, there's a lot of, like you said, also shame. And if we can somehow as a society change that, I think we'll be able to grow and get through things a lot easier. So I appreciate you mentioning that, because I think that's a very powerful concept that we don't discuss a lot. Now, Dr. Julie, one of your goals for your work is to change society's perception of grief from isolated and sorrowful to a more human experience full of enlightenment, growth, and even a vibrant life after loss. How did you personally make the shift of perception in your own life? And how do you go about helping fellow grievers make this discernment through your work?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. That also goes back, it connects back to the questions, did I have any reservation about this, right? And for me, and many grievers will say, like, it really can shock you to where life continues on. Like, you've had this big major transition, this big major thing that's happened to you. But as you walk around the world, or, you know, you're scrolling on your phone or whatever it might be, people are just continuing to live, right? They're living on, they're doing the thing. I mean, and for ourselves, some of us have to go back to work. We have to go back to doing our daily duties. And so I just knew for me, and that's why I always like to preface, everybody's journey is going to be different. It's going to look completely different. We're all such unique individuals. That for me, I knew that I did not want to have a life where I lived in despair. I knew that to honor my sister, I knew for any goals that I wanted before the loss, for me to really live my life, and death teaches us the biggest YOLO that there is, that we only have one, that I was in control of deciding how I wanted my life to be. And I think I also lean on a lot of my athletic experience too, is really understanding, like, we can do hard things and we could push ourselves outside of our comfort zone. And that's where the true growth really happens. Mm-hmm. And death will push you outside of your comfort zone. And it'll show you things. If you allow it, it can show you amazing things. Mm-hmm. And that's something that once I started moving toward that acceptance, saying hello to my grief, acknowledging it, welcoming it in, and saying, okay, you know, how can I change my life for the better and not let this destroy me? That I wanted to be on that side of the story. And I want other people, you know, and I know it might take some people some time. I know, again, everybody's going to be different, but that's who I want to attract. I want to attract the people where I felt kind of hesitant about, can I still show up and talk about having fun? You know, can I still show up in talking about, you know, how can I live an amazing life and not leave the memory of my sister behind, right? Mm-hmm. There's absolutely ways that I feel like I take her with me. Mm-hmm. And still, like, even on my travels, I always carry a picture of her with me. I always like take a picture of her with me. Mm-hmm. Like, in that picture, there's so many different things that you can do to still have that connection and build that relationship with the people that we love.
Yeah.
I'm so happy you brought up sports too, because, you know, a lot of kids don't, especially now, I feel like, you know, with technology in their hands, you know, a lot of kids are passing up on sports, and a lot of parents are, you know, let me say it this way. I have a kid that doesn't really want to play sports, but it's one of those things where you don't have to play in high school, you don't have to play in college, but you got to play, you got to be active. And I completely agree with you that sport can help us learn how to deal with setbacks and struggles. And because for me, I truly believe sports is a wonderful you know, helper in terms of getting through life. So I'm very happy you brought that up.
Thank you. I
think it's cool too, because with sports in general, I mean, we've played sports our whole life, TJ and I and Terrell as well. You have to go through losses as a team, and there's that community aspect in there. And that is, you know, so I find that interesting that you're talking about community. We talk about community because we have a sports background, obviously not the same background that you have. We haven't coached, you know, tremendously like you have, but in terms of just in general, it does teach you that after every loss, you can still get back up and, and there's another day in there. It might be the most painful loss in terms of sports wise in that championship or something like that, but it's like, you have to keep going in that way. And so I do think I subconsciously, we, me, Terrell and TJ, we applied our sports background to that as well in that. So I think what you're doing is amazing.
Absolutely. So you offer fellow grievers interactive, creative, and engaging community experiences, online education, and facilitated dialogues. My question is, how can our listeners, viewers connect with you to learn more about these offerings?
Yeah, I mean, you can follow me on Instagram. That's where I'll be posting a majority of the events that I do. I'll have all my links there.
What is your Instagram?
It's at Hello, I'm Grieving. Everything. What I also love that the universe sent me is that this name was not taken anywhere. Yeah, that's the best. Yes. It was not taken anywhere. So I was like, that was meant for me. Yeah. So HelloI'mGrieving.com, at Hello, I'm Grieving. Any social platform on LinkedIn, Hello, I'm Grieving. You can find me there.
So cool.
Yeah.
Okay. You were saying something and I interrupted you. So I apologize.
Oh, no. I probably lost my train of thought there anyways on top of that.
Okay. Cause I had asked you, how can our viewers connect with you? But that was the way I assume. And I just in case, well, let me say it this way. What kind of content or what will people see on your Instagram channel or Facebook or?
Yeah. So one, I do offer corporate trainings. So that one you could probably find at leaddifferentconsulting.com. And so my intention there is to help leaders, because one thing is we all return to the workplace, right? Like we go back to the workplace, and again, there might be, say, with different celebrations of life, like with birth or different transitions like that, you're kind of given this time. But when people die, it's a whole different thing. And this is, if your company has this, it might only be 3 to 5 days and that they give you. When it could take upwards to a year on average for people to just really get through some of the paperwork and handle all the final details. As for me, you know, my sister died young and she didn't have all her affairs in order. And so 3 years later, I'm still going through the paperwork. So even understanding when people go back to the workplace, one, how can their fellow team members there and employees support them? How can leaders talk about this more openly to create a more empathetic workplace? So being able to offer educational sessions to them and coach leaders on that, or just help people give them the better techniques so that they can facilitate those conversations. That's what I offer. But then I also collaborate with other people in the grief space to bring different events that they can attend. We can process our grief in all different ways. I love using different art. I love using music. I love using physical activity. So say with the grief hike, that's something else that I started as well here in LA. So if you're in the area. And most recently, I'm going to be testing a dinner to be able to do a small intimate dinner and invite people in. And I'll be opening that up to coordinate different events to where we can dine. And I want to call it grieve and gather. So grieve and gather events to where we can all gather together. We can explore our grief. I'll facilitate dialogues. Again, this is all about connection, grieving, and then also sprinkling in some of that fun, right? That I don't want this always to be like, oh my gosh, we have space to cry and feel all your feelings. I want to do that. But I also want us to get to that point where we can still show up and thrive.
Yeah, that's great. And I assume for any of that stuff that you mentioned, a good place to start would be the website.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Hello. Mm-hmm. Hello, I'm grieving.com. For those who weren't the best spellers in school, like myself, mm-hmm. I will spell it out for you. HELLOIMGRIEVING.com. Okay. And another question, Dr. Julie, is you mentioned your sister, Jennifer, mm-hmm. And she obviously not only played a role in inspiring you to launch your brand, Hello, I'm Grieving, but also inspired the name of your daughter, Jennings.
Yes.
With all these special tributes to your sister woven into the fabric of your life, do you feel closer to Jennifer?
You know, I think that's what I kind of was alluding to before is I'm in this space now on my grief, you know, journey is how can I stay connected to her? Mm-hmm. And I'm actually reading the book, The Light in Between. I think it's by Laura Lynn Jackson. Hmm. And great last name. And it's been really good to listen because she's a medium. So mm-hmm. she talks about, you know, how we can still maintain these connections. And which I did receive a sign today. So it's been really interesting to open ourselves up. And again, people come from different backgrounds of belief. So if it's for you, it's for you. If it's not, it's not. That's okay. Yeah.
I'm happy you said that too. That's very, yeah. That's great.
Yeah. And so it's like, how can we look out for these different signs? How can we intentionally create these connections? And so like the other day I was just rocking my baby to sleep. But I had a conversation with my sister, you know, and being able to talk to her. And my wife did an amazing thing. She actually created a book that kind of a children's book that told the story of my sister. And she got input from all different family members. Wow. And got it illustrated, all the things. She's really great. And so that's something I could read to her. And so it really is about like talking to her. And like I said, the experiences that I do, I actually got her car after she died. And sometimes when I'm in the car and, you know, it's just me, I imagine her in the passenger seat with me. Mm-hmm. And I have those conversations and I'm like, okay, we're taking a ride together. So I don't know if I got off topic, but it's just, I'm in this space right now because before I was kind of nervous to talk to her. And I don't know if some people have experienced that, yeah. Is how do I talk to her? When do I talk to her? And I think I was voicing to her that I was scared. I was scared that I would lose her memory. I would lose feeling her around me. So I'm in this space now. I'm at that 3-year mark where sometimes it sounds interesting, but sometimes I miss the days where I was closer to that deep grief mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. that pain made it so close to her, you know? And I think as we heal, sometimes we feel like we might be getting further away because we start feeling good. We start coming back to this new person. And even though I think about her every single day, there's not a day that hasn't gone by that there's something.
Yeah.
And so it really is about how can I keep that connection and what ways am I intentionally doing it?
Wow. I have a question in terms of, I mean, it's fascinating everything you're saying in terms of, I think people as well with like, when you grieve, they're worried to bring up the person that you lost in that way. But just hearing you and I know with us as well, just, I love it when people bring up my mom or whatever in that way, but somehow if you're not aware of that, then you're kind of like, don't bring it up. She's doing well, or he's doing well. We don't want to bring up a sore subject or, you know, so it's good for people to know that we like talking about these people. It helps revive their memory and it brings us closer to them in a certain way, especially if it's something that we haven't heard, a story that we haven't heard before from someone or whatever. But I love how you said it in that way, because you know it's that closeness aspect.
Mm-hmm. And you're gonna think about them anyways, so yeah, it's like, if you're thinking about them anyways, so if somebody brings it up, like it's, oh great, you reminded me, like no, it's always there.
Yeah,
exactly. Always there. And as you were talking about Tom and I was listening to that, one of the questions that I've been asking a lot of people lately, like when they express that they've experienced the loss of someone, is what would you want me to know about your person? And that just really opens it up. And I think people, they get this twinkle in their eye of exactly what you were just saying, that people don't ask me. And I think that's also the beauty of grief groups. You know, that was very helpful with, for me. And that's why community is so important, is that that's the time when you're able to be around people and talk to people and have them ask you questions that people in your daily life won't ask you.
Got it.
And so that's the importance of being in these communities. And that's why I do want to create this beautiful community and have these grieve and gather events so that we can ask these people and talk about, you know, what other people in our daily life may be scared to ask us.
Question from April. April says, Dr. Shaw, does your sister ever visit you in your dreams? That happens to me sometimes with my lost loved ones. My aunt, who always sent me cards for my birthday, showed up last night.
Oh, amazing. Amazing. Yes, my sister has showed up in my dreams. That's what I've actually been talking to her about lately, is because she hasn't showed up recently. So I'm just like, hey, can just make a visit, like just stop by, you know, I'll be like, say hello. Right. And I also, like, whenever I talk about this with, again, dreams, signs, whatever you believe, is I also don't want people to get caught up in that, that like, if you don't see it, if they haven't come into your dreams, nothing's wrong with you. Okay. Nothing's wrong with you. And everybody's experience is just different. But you know, I love it when she does. And I always hope she has two kids. And so I always hope that she shows up in their dreams or shows up in different signs. And that's even something I'm getting used to, is even talking to them about her and being able to approach that topic, or with my parents.
Because
they come from a generation where they don't talk about that stuff. So I kind of lean on asking my mom, what were we like as kids? So that she can kind of incorporate that, especially with Jennings now. I'll be like, oh, were we like this? Was my sister like this? And to be able to bring those conversations up.
April adds, it's very comforting for me, especially when I'm going through something. Here's a question from Soleil, who says, do you think that when you don't grieve right away, the grief multiplies for any type of losses? I kept going, being strong, being here for people around, going to work, etc. But I feel those losses got bigger later.
I think this is very common. You're definitely not alone in this, that sometimes people don't grieve right away. And this is why I love the grief education part. Like, quite simply, understanding the definitions of grief, like, there is delayed grief. And that's also, you know, sometimes coping mechanisms that people have to protect ourselves from that hurt. It's very natural. And as far as it multiplying, you know, that's kind of hard to say, right? I think one thing is that research does show is that it does more detriment to you to not express your grief or to confront it, right? And that's why I'm always very encouraging of people to at least try to take one step to do that. But it's completely natural that your grief can be delayed, and it could show up for different reasons. It can be activated for different reasons. I also, this is a small caveat, is I don't like saying the word triggered, just because I also know in our climate, in our society, especially here in the US, that word in itself can often activate people's grief, depending on how that person died. So I talk about it in grief activation. So your grief can be activated and it can seem bigger, but even if I started the grieving process right away, it's that whole waves theory and how it oscillates, and how some days you'll be going along just fine, and then boom, you could have a grief burst. It's just about how the grief flows through your body and flows through your own mind.
This is a question Caitlin said, inspired by your approach, what's something you would want us to know about sister?
Love about that. Your sister, way to apply that. thank you for that. See, and I got happy. You know, I just really want people to know that she was the most amazing. I'm learning more about her, especially now that I have my daughter, because she was a single mother to two early on, that like, she was even a harder working woman than I knew. I already thought she was the most hardest working woman, putting herself through school as a single mother, you know, working, handling these two kids, like everything. I just thought she was the glue of our family. But to know her now in this different way, which is still bittersweet because I wish she was here to help me to be a mom and share that experience with her. And I have all these questions for her, but like, she was just the hardest working, most humblest woman and person that I knew. And she was just the biggest influence in my life. And yeah.
Super, super cool. Okay. And then we talked, or maybe it was just me and Taj was just nodding, but we talked about how starting the foundation and doing these shows has helped us quite a bit in the process. I'm curious to know about you. Has starting Hello, I'm Grieving, has that helped in your process of grief? And if so, in what ways?
Oh gosh, it's allowed me to process my grief even more, right? Like, because I'm telling you, and that science is right. Like the more you keep it in, like the harder it gets. And so like really letting it out in any way, shape or form in your most authentic self, of course, that with no self-harm included, right? Yeah. Is in the most positive ways to be able to express yourself. And whether I'm expressing myself on social media, I started without telling anybody first. That was a tip that I got. I started my page with not telling anyone. And it was just a way for me to process and a way for me to get it out of my system. That's the way I visualize it. I visualize getting the grief out. Because it also somatically stays in your body. So many of you even watching today and listening, think about where do you feel the grief in your body? And like, you can feel it in different places. And so being able to process and let it out was just, it's so helpful for me. And the more that I've done it, the better.
I didn't ask you, but normally it's been a while, actually. I think I stopped answering because I was getting the same answer every time. But usually before we go live, I always ask the guests, is there anything you don't want us to talk about or anything that's off limits? Mm-hmm. And I kid you not, I feel like the only answer we ever got was, no, I'm an open book.
Same.
You know, and so I just stopped asking the question because I felt like I already knew the answer. And I think that goes to say, you know, us doing these interviews and talking to people in the grieving space, there's like an understanding to be able to get the strength and to just to be able to do things in life. You have to kind of embrace it, as we've said, and be open with it and own it. And, It's a really interesting thing I was just thinking about because I've done interviews with other people that has nothing to do with grief. And there's always a list of things not to discuss or not the topics that are off limits. But in the grieving space, it's like I'm an open. And even if someone asked me, it's like I'm very intelligent. We're very open. And I think there's something to that. You know, yeah. I think that's the quote unquote secret to being able to get through and help you navigate the loss. So
yeah.
I loved your answer. That
Thank
was a,
you.
I a
mean,
quick way
I,
to say that.
I always find a way to weave grief and death into any situation I'm in. So I become that person that's at a party, at a networking event, on a business call. Like I'm always, but the thing is, the minute I tell them like I'm a grief educator or like I'm in the grief space, they tell me their story. They're like, wow, like this is the person in my life, you know?
Yeah.
And we have a much more authentic conversation.
Oh, absolutely.
Much more authentic conversation than like, hey, what do you do for a living?
And absolutely.
What's this and that. It's much more heartfelt and heart-centered.
That's a very powerful thing. I think it's something we can connect on and relate to each other. And I think there's excitement's the wrong word, but it, an energy that happens when you realize someone's being open and talking about that. Cause it's like a freeing for the other person to be able to talk about. So it's a very powerful thing. So super cool. Another question is, what advice would you give to a new griever who is seeking support, but isn't sure where to begin? What advice would you give them for dipping their toes into the grief community / grief space?
I would say continue to search. And because it's, you have to find what feels good for you. I knew right when my sister died that I needed help because again, I knew myself and I knew I would push things down. So that was one of my first things. So I started getting books. I started, you know, looking for therapists. I started looking for grief groups. But be open to people who are trying to help you. And and if the first thing doesn't work, don't stop there. Like keep searching, because you will find your people and you will find what works for you. And it could be challenging in the beginning, but the different things that you try, I'm telling you, like, it's going to like be pretty, pretty cool. And like for me, like, you know, I tried so many different things, but I also allowed myself to be open. To be open to that. Cause I know I was like, I went to Burning Man. I did the whole thing. Like, I was like, oh, there's this, there's there, because they have a temple there dedicated to the dead. And I was like, I want to see that. And it was the most beautifulest, like most impactful thing that like was so moving there. And I would have never have done that. And so those are one of the beautiful things that grief has shown me. And then that has just expanded my life even more, because it's expanded my mind to see what else can I explore and get curious about that.
So being open. Yeah.
Be open.
April says, hello, I'm grieving. Hello, I'm grieving would make a great t-shirt to wear just to let people know. Well, April, exactly. Dr. Julie offers merchandise, mugs, water bottles, tote bags, sweatshirts, t-shirts with phrases on them, such as hello, I'm grieving, or say hello to grief. Grief is love persevering, and grief is the price we pay for love. Just to name a few. But my question to you, Dr. Julie, is where can listeners go to check out and purchase these items? And was launching this line of merch another way of you to help bring visibility to grief and normalize conversations surrounding grief?
Absolutely. I mean, you could go to helloimgrieving.com. It's all there. And it was kind of my first idea when I first launched this, because the same thing what other people are saying here would be great. And I heard that. I heard people like, hey, do you have something that says this? Because I wish we could wear like some button or something. And, you know, I love fashion as well. So it's also about, you know, when we talk about we can wear a heart on our sleeve, well, can we wear our grief too? And like, does grief have to look, you know, a certain way? It's just how can we express ourselves in another way, but also communicate to others, hello, like I'm grieving too. And like, I see you.
Okay. And then here we go. Some merch. Here's some look at it. So, but I still want everyone to go to the website, but I do want to give everyone a sneak peek. If you're watching on Facebook or YouTube, a sneak peek of some of that cool merch. I love it. Very cool. So who designed this? You?
Actually, you know, this is the beauty of community. I had somebody within the Hello I'm Grieving community reach out and say, hey, I'd love to help you.
Yes.
And I was like, absolutely, let's do it. So they were able to help me with it.
Dr. Lana said earlier in the show, community is everything in relation to grieving. But in this case, it really is everything. As Dr. Julie just said, it was someone in the community that helped bring this around. So cool.
Can I tell a quick story?
Absolutely.
One that's full circle right now that I hope y'all will enjoy is in my grief certification to become a grief educator. In my class, I connected with this woman. One, and this is where I say be open to signs. Her name was Jennifer, and that's my sister's name. And so we connected, but she told me about your podcast. And then so she was like, hey, you need to check them out. You need to listen. It would be great. And then so to be here with you all today, it's this whole like full circle moment where I'm like, this is how it works. And this is how community brings people together. So yeah, that's my extra thing about like how excited I am to be here today.
That's so cool. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. And I guess I'll piggyback on that, because as Taj said earlier, one of our dear friends who lost their father, Tom, is Jennifer as well. And Jennifer has chimed in with a little heart and prayer signs.
Look at that.
Thank you, fam. Needed this today. We love you, Jen. So here we go. Oh,
gosh. Thank you.
Another Jennifer.
Yes. These are the signs. So we needed each other today, because literally today I was asking my sister to like give me some signs, and she's given me so many today. So
cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Dr. Julie, this was a great, wonderful show. before I ask you the question I teased, or at least I warned you or prepared you from, I just said this. I shouldn't be saying the word warned, but it sounds so like scary. I do have to ask you, what is the long-term goal? What is your long-term goal for Hello, I'm Grieving? What would you like to see it blossom, continue to blossom into?
Gosh, you know, I'm a big dreamer. And so for me, like, I want this to be globally known. Mm-hmm. I want to be one of the premier thought leaders in the grief space. And really, to the core of it, just impact so many lives while I'm here. And so to be able to help people and it be a recognizable brand and community that people can seek out and want to be a part of.
So cool. Well, you have supporters and you know, cheerleaders in all of us, not just my brother and I and our foundation, but in the whole community. So, you know, Taj and I have spoke about this many times. You know, we want to support as many people in this space as possible. So, and you are no different. So any way we can help you, you just let us know. Taj, was there anything else you wanted to ask before we get to the final giving Julie her time to share with the community whatever she wants?
No, I mean, I was just listening to everything and it's just, you know, it's been so insightful. And I just wanted to piggyback on the be open to signs aspect of it. Just full disclosure, with my mom, I still haven't had really any signs, but with my uncle, Michael, it was different in that way. So I just want, it's common. You just have to be open. They come in different ways. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes it's obvious, sometimes it's very subtle, but it's there. And then once it's subtle and you pick up on it, it's not as subtle anymore in that way. And so that was the thing that I've suggested to some friends that have lost loved ones in that way, is just be open to it, because we all do come from different backgrounds and different beliefs. Mm-hmm. But as long as, you know, it's just weird because I shouldn't use the word weird. It's just different because it's upbringing and just in that way, but it has been helpful to navigate the grief, just the signs in that way.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Thank you.
All right, Dr. Julie, the time has come where you get to talk about anything you want. There's no limitations. It could be on topic, it could be off topic, really whatever you want to discuss or talk or share with our community. Okay. The floor is yours.
Gosh, I'll keep it pretty simple today. I'll add a dash of education, a dash of inspiration. So I'll start out with the education piece. So for those of you looking for some books that could help you, one that I really, really love is The Grieving Brain, because it talks about, I think it's by Dr. Mary Frances O'Connor. And that one is, it really takes you through the biological sense of what's happening. So when you think like, oh my gosh, like what's happening to me, there's literally things happening biologically in your brain. So that one really opened up my eyes as well. And when people talk about grief brain, it explains it scientifically, and she does it in a really easy way. So I really love that book. Yep, thank you, Caitlin. I saw that pop in there. And then also It's Okay, You're Not Okay by Megan Devine. That was one of the first books that I picked up. And then I'll go with Laura Lynn Jackson, since we were talking about signs. She has two books out. That's The Light Within, I want to say. And then her newest one is called Signs. So that one could be some things that you pick up and look at. As far as other things I want to say is connect with me. Absolutely. I want to be able to grow the community and welcome people in and say hello to you all. So thank you for showing up today. So at Hello, I'm Grieving, please follow me there and you can find out all the information. And then last but not least is, you know, one, thank you for this platform, but you may really feel that you're in the depths of whatever you're in right now. And I really want people to maybe just take time today, sit in it, acknowledge it, right? Witness it, talk to it. You can talk to your grief. You can even intentionally set aside time to do this and schedule your grief, right? But then also is take that one step. Just take one step today that you feel like can help you move. And you might take you know, that step back in a different day, but just take that one step and then continue taking those steps. And one thing that I would encourage you to do, this could be one step that you do take, is to call someone today. Just call someone. Maybe there's somebody that you've been thinking about. Maybe there's somebody that you feel like could help you. Maybe there's somebody that you've just been, you haven't talked to in a while, but call that person. And if you're scared, I'll give you this. You can text them. You could do that too. But do that. Reach out for support today, or simply just tell somebody, thank you for supporting me. Because that is something that, you know, is so beneficial and can show that person like, yes, I need you and I need more of that type of support. But take that one step. So I can go on and on forever because I love talking about this and I love supporting people and this is my passion. So just thank you for what you're doing with the DD Jackson Foundation. And thank you to everybody who is spreading the word and just being here.
Love it. Love it. As April says, I'm glad I was able to catch this lovely show. Thank you, Dr. Shaw, for sharing. Georgina says, Dr. Julie is such a light. God bless you and your family. Carol says, thank you, Dr. Julie. And then Ben keeps it simple and says, I love you all. Very powerful and very cool to see everything. As Carol also says, we have a very beautiful community. And Dr. Julie Shaw, you are welcome anytime to share anything that's going on in your world. Again, this is Dr. Julie Shaw. The brand is called Hello, I'm Grieving. It's the same Hello, I'm Grieving on all the platforms. You could start online at helloimgrieving.com and go from there. But I think that is it. I think we could wrap up the show. Taj Jackson, was there anything you wanted to share before we did close?
No, just thank you for coming on. And I can see the passion and the sense of wanting to help in that way. And I think that's the beauty of, I hate to say the beauty of grief, but in terms of it really does bring amazing people that want to help others in that way, unselfishly in that. So thank you for coming on and sharing your story and your knowledge.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. So we will wrap up today's show. We will be back next Wednesday at 1 p.m. Again, thank you, Dr. Julie Shaw. I have a tendency to just say the first names.
That's okay. A lot of people call me Dr. Julie or Dr. J because of the basketball reference.
Our love to the Hebert family, of course. And on behalf of my brother Taj and the entire foundation, we want to thank you all who are watching or listening to the Power of Love show. We will see you guys next Wednesday at 1 p.m. Adios, everyone. And thanks again for watching or listening. Adios.